This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Another hour, a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind on your radio. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. And Senator Kevin Cramer here for a Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. Your questions are always welcome on the program. We have a number of them already in today. Love that when they're in advance and you're thinking a little bit about your questions. So keep them coming. Call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590. Or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall on this Friday.
It's good to be on the Talk Radio Town Hall on this Friday. It's been a heck of a couple of weeks. Unbelievable, actually. Bizarre, maybe even would be the word.
What causes you to say that?
Well, we let a Chinese spy balloon hang over the United States for a week and then shot down, you know, three little hobby balloons or some crazy thing to show how tough we are. I mean, it's the damnedest thing. And not to mention, by the way, I'm not exaggerating. I had five classified briefings in SCIFs this week. Not all of them about spy balloons, but all of them about the general topic. And then and a couple last week, of course. And I really don't know any more than you guys know. At least not about spy balloons.
Yeah, that's odd. What do you place the significance of this from a national security perspective? I mean, obviously you're talking about five top security briefings. You're not getting the info you want, but they're trying to convey, you know, this is a, I mean, is this, you know, has this risen to a level that you haven't seen in some time?
Well, to be honest, I mean, some of the topics in the SCIF are, you know, far bigger than spy balloons. They involve satellites, they involve, you know, a lot of space stuff, a lot of nuclear stuff, and I won't get into any of that. But with regard to the balloon debacle, I'll call it, and situation, here's the biggest failure in the whole thing, the greatest risk that whole episode runs, the greatest harm it's done to our national security is reputational. It's not even the balloon itself. It was a pretty effective, you know, somewhat covert weapon, if you will, for spying until somebody saw it. But, you know, this is a program that's been around for a while. Our intelligence community has been following it for a while. In retrospect, they were able to recreate previous episodes. Nothing quite as dramatic as this one, of course, that we're talking about here from a couple of weeks ago. But the defenses against it were pretty effective in terms of seeing it early, being able to make sure that what they were looking for wouldn't be seen. But where we failed, I think, as a country was on our response to it. And just the embarrassment of it all, because remember, a big part of deterrence is the fact that the United States of America has been and frankly the superpower in this world now since the end of the Cold War. And that has kept a lot of our adversaries at bay. And by the way, a lot of our allies have counted on that. I know we've been through this several times in regards to the Ukraine situation, but when the United States made big nuclear deals with its adversaries and its allies, a lot of our allies have been building a defense system for their own country based on the fact that the United States has an umbrella that covers the world. So it's really, I think the reputational risk is far greater than anything that a really good camera from a 65,000-foot balloon would ever capture.
There are reports that the first balloon contained the devices to listen. So, there'd be one thing to be able to capture something, as you said. If they know the balloon's coming, then you don't give them the ability to look at what they're trying to look at. But how about capturing, signals and communications?
And really, that's the bigger thing, right? So images are one thing. And clearly, when they're flying over, Malmstrom Air Force Base, and they can, from 65,000 feet, see a long ways, both to the west and to the east. You've got a problem in terms of what they could take pictures of. Now, I don't think there are a lot of secrets out there in terms of images. Every one of the 450 ICBM missile silos is pretty well known. They've been there for several decades. But your point about sensors that gather information, whether it's data, probably most of the time it's data, listening devices, that's another story. But again, you can certainly diminish or reduce their opportunity to hear and see and gather that as well when you know that it's that they're spying on you. So there's actually some, I think, counterintelligence value to knowing that there's a spy in the room. But again, I get back to the reputational harm. That's not insignificant either, because people are counting on us having their backs and working with us as allies and then adversaries that are concerned. They may be less concerned than they were before.
Last question I have, and we'll go to some listeners here, sure. Related to yesterday, finally, the President of the United States addressed this. There had been a lot of... What is your assessment of the, A, what he said, and B, just his overall response to this thing?
I don't think he said much. I mean, it's interesting. It wasn't even all that newsworthy, as you noticed. The President breaks his silence. We don't really know anymore. And then the fact that he's gonna form a committee or a group or something to come up with better policies. Okay, that's all well and good. What I really like to hear him say, though, is that here's what we have concerns about. Here are some things you may not know that really worked well, and you should sleep better knowing these things. And then talk about perhaps how we're going to build up our military and intelligence capability so that it never happens again. And so that we aren't at a disadvantage against our very fast moving pace threat, in China, that we're keeping up with the speed of China. I think we just have to make sure that we send strong messages locally, nationally, internationally, that China is not our ally. They are our adversary. They've been spying and stealing for decades, and we're not going to tolerate it anymore, period. And as a result, I'm adding this much money, whatever it might be, for over-the-horizon radar in the northern tier. And I could talk a lot about North Dakota's contribution, by the way, to over-the-horizon radar, to space radar. Of course, we have a Space Force station up at Cavalier that started out as a, and still is, a missile defense system largely, but it's a very old, but an increasingly more important and a higher tech radar station that plays a role in all of this. Anything that comes over the horizon, anything that comes over the Arctic, it watches it in space. Everything from rocks and asteroids to satellites and space junk. It watches, but we clearly need to fill in all of our gaps of awareness in the sky. And the sky's a big place. You've got space, which is enormous and really infinite. You've got, of course, the civil air space where we're all used to flying, whether it's in a Cessna or a Boeing jet on Delta Airlines. And that's much of what was at risk when we started seeing these smaller aircraft that were not licensed or not signaled in our airspace. And then there's the stratosphere. There's the near space. And Russia has been doing near space stuff for a long time. China has, as have we, by the way. I mean, we we're not new to 65,000 feet, but the balloon thing is a bit of a new twist because balloons, you guys take on a different shape, a different signal that they send into radar. Radar isn't well tuned to that. Our radars are more tuned to missiles and, and fighter jets, if you will. So we have some new information that will, hopefully we can work on improving. But I do think the president ought to make the point. We have to keep modernizing and building our national defense. We can't start cutting it because it's the one most legitimate thing, of course, that the federal government's supposed to do.
Tom in Valley City, you're going to be next here after we come back from the break. Mark in Grand Forks, too, and text question regarding Mexican drug cartels. We have questions on Ukraine. We have questions on Fufang. We have questions about balancing the federal budget. We got a lot of topics, more on the balloon as well. Welcome more. 855-200-1776. For your questions or comments, text at 701-237-1590. But first up, Tom in Valley City after a short time out with Senator Kevin Cramer after this, the Talk Radio Town Hall.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Civilian commercial air traffic, and because we could not rule out.
On What's On Your Mind, Senator Kevin Cramer here at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks for waiting. Tom in Valley City, you go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Morning, Senator. My
morning,
question
Tom.
To you, and it's serious, is if we're talking about what's on the table to balance budget is 40% of the budget that's discretionary spending, and half of that, approximately, is defense spending. Right. How can any realistic cuts whatsoever balance a budget as to what's left? Because with what's going on in the world, you can't cut defense spending. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. No, Tom raises really the
best problematic.
Yeah, it's mathematically, it's worse than problematic, right? It's impossible. That said, let's walk through it sort of step by step, because the first issue in front of us, of course, is the raising of the debt ceiling. And this is where Speaker McCarthy and House Republicans are taking the lead appropriately. So far the president says he will not negotiate any conditions on raising the debt ceiling. And the Republicans are saying, and by the way, every Republican senator is supports McCarthy in this negotiation. We've got to have some sort of either discretionary cuts or structural reforms, as a condition of raising the debt ceiling. That's a bit separate from balancing the budget, but it's at least getting the ball rolling. Now, I will say this, you guys, you've heard me say it before. I prefer structural reforms to a discretionary cut, say across the board or pick your favorite number. I'm not against those cuts. I'm just saying that structural reforms are the only way to get us into balance eventually. But to Tom's point, and by the way, Tom, you're generous with regard to the budget, because it's now closer to 30% or less that's discretionary. And you're right. We now, over half of the discretionary budget is national defense, because we did get a pretty big bump in it over the last couple of years. And of course, when President Trump was president, but in the last omnibus that I voted against, but their credit, we were able to get more money, a larger bump for defense than non-defense. That's the first time in a long time. Democrats have always required parity there. Okay, that said, structural reforms as we raise the debt ceiling sometime this early summer, midsummer, and then to balance. So balance is going to absolutely require going to the mandatory side of the ledger. The two trust funds, and you know the whole debate over the president's speech at the State of the Union, and there's reference to Republicans wanting to cut benefits. Republicans aren't talking about cutting benefits, but Republicans and Democrats are talking about saving Medicare and Social Security. And we are, anybody that tells you, and by the way, that includes President Trump, that includes President Obama, that includes anybody who tells you we can get the balance without fixing Social Security and Medicare in the mandatory side of the budget is lying to you. And I don't think lying to people so that you can get reelected is a good idea. Here's the reality. Social Security is going to be insolvent in about 10 years. Medicare is insolvent in about 4 years. When that happens, cuts are automatic by law. The trust fund no longer has enough money. In fact, what the trust fund has is whatever's coming in. And there's a lot more going out of the trust fund than what is coming into the trust fund. Now, I want to make this really clear, because Tom is very sharp on this point, I can tell. We also lie when we suggest, let me just talk about the argument. Here's what happens to a guy like me that dares talk about it on the radio. When I say perhaps we should look at raising the eligibility age by 6 months, let's do it 1 month every 2 years for 10 years, or make up your number, whatever it is. What happens then is the left says, see, he wants to cut your benefits, because now you don't get the benefits at 65. You have to wait till you're 65 in 6 months or whatever. So that's quote a benefits cut. And they'll just pound you about the head and shoulders. But then when I say perhaps we should also look at indexing the income level at which you pay into Social Security. Remember, we pay it up to like what, $135,000 annual salary or wages or income. And if we raised it to 155, or just raised it, just indexed it all together, then the right comes at me and says, see, you're raising taxes on us again. You guys, if we don't tackle this issue, Tom's right. Not only will we never get to balance, we're going to be in a tailspin.
Interesting. And a great overview of exactly why nothing gets done on this. Because
well, and just so people know, I am on one bill. I've always been on it since I got to the Senate with Mitt Romney. And I know there's a lot of people that don't love Mitt Romney, but this is an issue that he's quite passionate about. And it's called the Trust Act. And what it does is it tackles each of the buckets, if you will, individually, and then sets up a committee within Congress that comes up with a plan for each of them, because it is a bit unfair to throw everything into one bucket and call it an entitlement. That's not fair. It's not accurate. But I'm all for that. I actually, there's some negotiations right now going on between Republicans and Democrats of sort of an even number. There's been some talk about it. Bill Cassidy is one of the Republicans. They're working with Heritage and some other groups to find a reasonable, solid business model going forward. The other thing, by the way, you might recall, but one of the things that President Trump and Steven Mnuchin wanted to do, but they were never quite able to do, and it's too bad we couldn't get it done, that was to take some of our debt at a very low interest level and sort of renegotiate that. You know, we're all about refinancing our homes when interest rates are low. There would have been some opportunity to do that, but that just proved to be too big of a bureaucratic hurdle.
Mark in Grand Forks for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Mark? We're the morons in the North Dakota legislature. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Who are the morons in the North Dakota legislature who are trying to rescind the Article 5 Convention of States?
I don't know. Do you, Senator Kramer? I know that was discussed this week, but I actually haven't heard who's pushing that.
How would you even do that?
It's not a very big push because, I don't know, that's the only way we're ever going to get term limits and a balanced budget amendment or tax and spending limits on the federal government. You need 67 rock-solid conservative Republicans in the Senate and the House, 67%, to ever get to that. We're not going to do that. Like Nikki Haley yesterday, when she announced she's running for president, said she's going to get term limits. How is she going to do that? You need a whole bunch of Democrats to do that. There's no way they will ever vote to term limit themselves, including some Republicans like Mitch McConnell.
I was going to say there are plenty of Republicans that, I mean, I think the Constitution was pretty brilliantly written myself by a lot of really smart men who didn't think term limits were the way to go. They also didn't imagine people living to be 100 years old and still serving in the Senate. But term limits to me is just kind of a waving of the red flag by the electorate that gets to choose who represents them. I find that to be sort of a lazy way, frankly, to make change. But I'd be happy to have a convention of the states if that's possible. But I can't. I'm surprised anybody, Scott, would. I'd want more information.
Yeah, North Dakota passed it a few years ago, and I don't know who is now trying to pull out of it. They are getting closer to having the number of states necessary.
Of states, yeah.
So maybe there is an organized effort. Rick Santorum is actually part of that effort nationally for the convention of the states. Works hard on it. More with Senator Kramer after a timeout. 855-200-1776. Trust me, you want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
USA News Update. Doctors declared 80-year-old President Biden healthy and fit for duty after a physical examination that included removing a lesion from his chest and declaring him free of symptoms of long COVID on Thursday.
Senator John Fetterman's doctor claimed during his election campaign he was fit for office. That's not the case with the Democrat from Pennsylvania. Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression.
His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but the test ruled out another stroke. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Beefy noodle hot dish. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience waits at a PetroServe USA near you. Swedish meatballs in Clinton, Kev. There you go, man.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Yeah, exactly. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo location at PetroServe USA. Walking tacos or pulled pork with mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Barbecue pulled pork sandwiches in Harwood off I-29. And fish and fries or Salisbury Steak in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Let's go back to the phones. Eddie in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Eddie.
Good morning, Senator. Just had a quick comment about China. I think it'd be an idea, following the footsteps of Governor Noem, if you and Senator Hoeven got together and sponsor a bill to ban China from buying farmland and businesses in the United States. It appears at the rate they're going, they may take us over from the inside. We buy the product from China, they bring the money back and buy our businesses. Don't know if that's a viable idea, but it's a thought.
It's better than a thought. It's a very viable idea. I'm on a bill, actually, that Senator Mike Rounds introduced, speaking of South Dakota. He introduced it last session, and he's already, I think, reintroduced it this session, and that would prohibit China from buying farmland. And I believe agricultural businesses, if I remember, there's a couple of them floating around. But there's another one as well that includes China, and I think this was Ted Cruz, by the way. But he adds China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia to the entire list. My personal view, you guys, is that we really shouldn't allow foreign ownership at all of farmland. Think about the critical nature of food supply. And then think about the shrinking volume of land that's available for farming. You know, one thing about farmland is it never grows. Now, you can find some, you might find some places in the desert that you can irrigate, or you might find some places in Africa, that just have never been cleared, or whatever the case might be. But as far as the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii, there's just not going to be more land available for farming, and we ought to protect it. And I'm not a protectionist by and large, but I'm also not a full-blown globalist and think that, that we ought to be submitting much of our critical infrastructure and particularly critical supply chains like food to other countries. So I think agriculture is special, quite honestly, and food supply needs to be protected. Much like I think the same of energy, I think the same of pharmaceuticals. We have acquiesced that. We've acquiesced minerals, to say the least. where we have a lot of. Think of this, Scott. The Biden administration wants to have electric vehicles, and they're pushing all over the place to get them. They're incentivizing, they're subsidizing every way imaginable. And then in 1 week, about 2 weeks ago, they shut down two projects, mining projects, for critical minerals in the United States. One in Alaska called Pebble Mine, and then the Twin Metals Mine over in Minnesota. And in both cases, they shut them down without even allowing the environmental impact statement to go all the way through. So I don't know how you can be secure when you allow critical infrastructure and critical supply chains to continue to come from China. Remember the other thing in their crazy bill where they have the $7,500 per automobile electric vehicle subsidy. There weren't enough cars in the United States to subsidize made in the United States, and made in the United States was one of the critical factors that got Joe Manchin's vote on that last omnibus spending bill. And so in return, since there weren't enough cars in the United States to subsidize, they're now subsidizing Chinese-made electric vehicles. So the caller is makes all the sense in the world.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate the call. And just overall, that the ordeal that was Fufang and Grand Forks and Air Force Base and all of that, what is your assessment of how the city of Grand Forks handled that?
Well, Scott, I mean, I don't think it would surprise anybody to know I was disappointed early on, and I remain disappointed throughout the entire process. And while I'm grateful that when the Air Force, you know, wrote their letter with, you know, clarity that it would be a Fufang would be a major problem for the Grand Forks Air Force Base and poses a significant security risk, and then they unanimously pulled the plug on the project, I'm like, but that's what I said a year ago. You know, and the Air Force didn't change its position. The Department of Defense hadn't changed their position. The facts didn't change. The one thing, though, Scotty, and as I've assessed it so many times, I've talked to so many people, obviously, particularly in the defense community, as well as, by the way, in the industrial complex, our defense contractors that also do important work at Grand Forks, is that the people of Grand Forks knew this. They knew it intuitively. 5,000, more than 5,000 of them signed a petition asking for a vote on it, which is like the easiest call for a politician to make. And when the city council just ignored that, you really had to sort of scratch your head. So I was always disappointed, grateful today, but I do worry a little bit. Speaking of reputational risk, I do worry a little bit. Now I'm doing my best to identify potential tenants for that same land that would, you know, that would be more appropriate for Grand Forks. And my hope is that having gone through all of this, that the community of Grand Forks has a bit of a product now that a lot of investors might know about that would be available for some sort of value added agriculture or maybe something else in the military space. And so we're trying to help them do that, but it was a great disappointment. I still don't quite understand it. And I might even add, through the CFIUS process, remember that, Scott, that the community supported the CFIUS process. Senator Hoeven and I, Senator Rubio, supported that as well. And after 45 days, the first, you know, wave of the CFIUS process, that's the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and their investigation into it, they extended it for another 20 or 30 days because of a lack of, you know, forthcoming of information from the applicants. And at that point, you really scratch your head and you go, this is not good. And I think CFIUS chickened out when they pulled the plug and said, we don't have jurisdiction. But it did at least clear the way for the Department of Defense and the Department of the Air Force to say, time out, you know, this is a bad idea.
Texter for Senator Kramer, why can't we do something about Mexican drug cartels that are expanding across the U.S., killing thousands of people and making billions of dollars? We have an army. Why not use it?
Yeah. So this is exactly why I support naming the Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. So this sounds legalistic, and it is. It's legalese. But the designation of a cartel as a foreign terrorist allows many more security resources to be used in the fight against them. Because the texter makes an obvious point. This is, in fact, a form of terrorism. It is certainly a problem, a national security problem. It's a foreign threat, and it's ravaging our country and our, especially our children, and we ought to do more about it. But to get all of that done, you need a president who gives a damn. And we have a president who, remember, I know this is hard to believe, but people often say, well, why doesn't he do something about it? Why doesn't he, is he that incompetent? No, this is what he supports. You cannot conclude anything else. Joe Biden, during the campaign for president, looked an illegal in the eye and said, we can handle 2 million of you a year. 2 million. I mean, he put up the marker. Welcome, Matt. 2 million illegal immigrants. Come on in. And it doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter what their background is. But it's gotten so brazen now, Scott, that the really bad illegal immigrants, and they're, all of them are illegal, but not all of them are equal. Most of them are, in fact, assisted by the cartels, because the cartels obviously use them as mules to bring, you know, illegal things back, including, by the way, the children in many cases that they bring. But now you're getting many more single males, younger single males wearing camouflage, and they're the runners. They're the ones that get away when the patrol, the border patrol is helping young families and mothers. It's so disgraceful, and the biggest problem with it is that we have a president that doesn't want to do anything about it because he sees what's happening as a success story.
Let's see what's next here. What is the, please ask the senator, what is our path forward in Ukraine? What are the stated realistic goals for American involvement? Are you getting the accountability you were promised?
Yeah, great, great questions. First of all, let's answer the last one first. With each tranche, I call them tranches, but with each wave of support, there's been additional oversight. In fact, right now, Deloitte, who everybody, I think, probably knows, the largest accounting and auditing firm in the country, is in Ukraine on behalf of the United States. So Deloitte's been doing a full inventory of all the money and the munitions. There are also another 20 agencies, that U.S. agencies, working both with Deloitte and on their own on oversight of the aid that's gone to Ukraine. So there's a lot of oversight there. And obviously, in a war zone, particularly when you're dealing with countries that have some level of corruption that were uncommon to us, although it's becoming more common, unfortunately, in our own country. You're gonna probably see some spillage, but it's kind of hard to argue with the fact that with regard to at least military assistance, Ukraine has been maximizing it. They've done more with old weapon systems and old munitions and World War II era stuff to beat back a much larger military with much more advanced technologies than most could have imagined. And of course, what motivates them is that it's freedom for their own country. So, a lot more of that. With regard to what's the end game, that's perhaps the most relevant question of all. And in fact, we've been talking a lot about that lately in the Senate. And I think what most people would tell you, most hawks at least would tell you, that victory looks like Vladimir Putin and Russia being completely pushed out of Ukraine back to their side of the border as prescribed in the Budapest memorandum that was signed by Russia and Ukraine and the United States and Great Britain. And you probably have noticed that the United Kingdom is stepping up a lot more with advanced weapon systems, talking a lot more in terms of supporting with advanced weapon systems, including now even training military pilots, which would be a pretty big deal. So I think most people would tell you that that's the deal. Remembering that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons along with others in the area, I think Romania, maybe Poland, as a guarantee that the United States would have their backs and NATO or European countries would have their backs if in fact they gave up those weapons. Now, of course, they probably wish they had them. So that, to me, I think that would be what victory looks like. But it could be something less than that should the war start going even more Ukraine's direction and some sort of a deal could be struck. I certainly wouldn't take that off the table.
All right, the lightning round is next. Our final segment, a short one with Senator Kevin Cramer. Last chance to get your questions answered, and I have your text waiting to go. 855-200-1776 for your calls. More after this.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota Oil and Gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. The new MyPillow 2.0 is really something. Right now, you buy one, you get one free, so it's a heck of a deal. If you use the promo code SCOTT, at brand new temperature regulating technology, it keeps you comfortable throughout the night. That's what's the rave about this. Four loft levels, 10-year warranty. Think about that. You're buying something with a 10-year warranty, money back guarantee for 60 days, made in the USA, queen size, king size. No risk for buying our product with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. All right, we'll go lightning round. Quick questions, quick answers here. And here's one that came in earlier today. Senator, what more is needed to impeach this president?
Yeah. Well, what you need, of course, is a majority of House to vote to do it two-thirds of the senators to do it. Two-thirds of the senators to do it. obviously you need a high crime or misdemeanor. I think that's part of the oversight you're seeing going on in the House right now, with this president, particularly related to things like, frankly, the Hunter Biden scandals. I mean, the media is working overtime to try to get them off of that topic, and the president dismisses Hunter Biden like it doesn't matter. And yet here we are, you know, he's so conflicted right now in Ukraine and Russia. He's conflicted because guess who, you know, worked in Ukraine. And then with China, he's conflicted. In fact, I think he's compromised, quite honestly, in China, really, because he facilitated certainly free air travel for Hunter Biden to do business in China. And now all of a sudden people wonder why he sort of winks and nods when China spies on us. So there's plenty to look at, but I suspect a lot of the oversight being done in the House right now could very well lead to an impeachment process.
Let's see. Why doesn't anyone put a dollar amount on what USA taxpayers are paying each year for illegal immigration? Hotels, food, cell phones, medical, that we all are paying. Someone please discuss what this is costing us.
Yeah, boy, that's a great question because, you know, interestingly, think of what it's costing us just on a federal government level. And I'm sure that there is a number out there, but the dynamics of what this person's writing about is exactly right. There's a cost that's probably impossible to measure for certain, but an economic cost, everything that spirals, it's a cascading effect. Not just the cost to take care of people, but then the cost of lost jobs of Americans, the cost of lost opportunities to Americans, the extra cost of policing and healthcare, and you know it's pretty obvious. I'll do some work on that. I'll have my team see what kind of numbers might be out there. I'm sure there are lots of estimates and economic models that maybe get after that, but I don't know how you could ever weigh the social cost in addition to all the obvious financial costs.
Question for our senator today. Are we heading toward a cashless society? Many businesses are accepting credit card only. We can't even pay cash to attend a hockey game at UND or buy a hot dog at Costco.
Yeah, I actually have had legislation, and I'll reintroduce it again this year. Bob Menendez and I, as a matter of fact, you talk about two people on the opposite ends of the spectrum, although we do agree on a number of things. But we've each of the Congresses I've been in the Senate have introduced legislation to prohibit retailers from not taking cash. I mean, in God we trust. Thank you very much. Legal tender. Thank you very much. Not everybody. In fact, I forget the percentage, but it's a higher percentage than you might think of people who don't even have plastic and they don't want to have plastic. And we raise our kids to not, you know, to not drive up a lot of debt. Well, one of the ways you drive up debt is with credit cards and debit cards. So, I'm with them. Are we heading that direction? It sort of looks that way. But, I think we have to put a stop to it and at least give people the choice.
It's a good Friday. Always look forward to hearing from Senator Cramer. God bless his service. Please let him know that.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Somebody wants to know what you think of Don Lemon on CNN saying that Nikki Haley is beyond her prime.
Well, all I can say is I'm very suspicious that he's on the payroll of the Haley for President campaign. Because if ever you wanted a boost, there's two things that have happened lately where the enemy helped the Republican. Don Lemon's stupid statement, which demonstrated not only complete hatred for Nikki Haley, but really showed his true colors when it comes to how he feels about women. And, you know, who would have known that before that? But boy, the two women sitting next to him had him over a barrel. And then how about Steve Daines last week getting thrown in Twitter jail for showing a picture of the pronghorn that his wife actually shot, that Cindy shot. And, they took him off of Twitter because he, violated their violence rules, and he was in Twitter jail for 13 hours. And,
get Elon on the phone. What's going on with that? Come on.
We're done with Twitter jail.
Elon called him and apologized. He got out of jail 13 hours.
Sorry, we missed one of our fact checkers. He's fired now.
Exactly. Wow. Right.
You know, the Don Lemon thing's hilarious. I mean, he had the lowest rated show on CNN, and somehow you get promoted to do the morning show.
Yeah,
what?
Think of it.
Yeah, that had less viewers.
But remember, it's like that old saying, right? It's like being the prettiest. It's like being the prettiest horse in the glue factory.
I mean, yeah,
they are.
Exactly.
CNN is nothing less than nothing.
Last one, Senator Cramer, with all due respect, how much damage is Biden and the Democrats going to do to America before they're stopped, run out of office, put in prison? This country cannot take two more years. Please do something.
Well, that's what we do every single day. That's what we stop every single day, is them doing all the things they'd really like to do to all of us. But we do have this incredible self-governance in our country that our founders gave us. And
it is hard to watch. It is hard to watch.
Four-year terms. Yeah. Well, it's why there's a Republican House. Joe Biden's why there's a Republican House.
Yeah, that's true. So that is a bit of a firewall. Senator Cramer, thanks for the time. As always, we covered the gamut today. Appreciate it.
Boy, did we ever. Yeah. Great calls today. Thank you.
You bet. See you Monday. God bless, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When we think March, we think crop insurance. Hi, this is Bethany Arendt, crop insurance agent with IRE Insurance. We will be hosting a March farmer meeting to discuss the 2023 outlook, which will include examples using set spring MPCI prices and share strategies that are geared towards protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Let us at IRE Insurance be your crop insurance partner. Join us for our meeting in Hillsborough on Thursday, March 2nd at 8 a.m. For location details, please visit our website at IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
IRE Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.